You've reached your emergency roadside assistance.
Hello?
My name is Odell. How can I assist you?
Hey, Odell. I need your help.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
You can hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, perfect. Okay, excellent. Let me give you my policy number.
Oh, wait. Hold on 1 second.
Start with that. Is that correct?
Wait. No, let me start with the name. Let me start with your name.
Okay, your perfect. Name? My name is Scott, S-C-O-T-T.
Okay. And your last name?
Last name is Sumwalt, S-U-M-W-A-L-T.
Okay, so let me just go back. It's Scott, that's S-C-O-T-T. And then you said Sumwalt, that's S-U-M-W-A-L-T.
Correct. Oh, boy. It's S-U-M-W-A-L-T. Yeah, you see, I've got one bar here. I'm going to have to get out of my car and see if I can get someplace you can hear me a little better.
Okay.
Oh, now I've got two bars. I'll see if this gets any better.
Okay. All right, and to verify a good callback number?
Okay, unfortunately, it's the number I'm calling from. 760-274-4593.
Okay, thank you for that. All right, and to receive your mobile updates via text message, which includes the service provider, the phone number, and the ETA, would you like to opt into the text message feature?
Sure.
Okay. Okay, and you can go ahead with the policy number now.
Okay. And we'll go slowly here, because it seems... Okay. 0401-18-1901-34207.
Okay, I'm going to just read that back just to make sure I got it correct. That's 0401-18-1901-34207.
Correct.
Okay, and then the last six digits of the VIN.
Okay. 406-212.
Okay, so that was 406-212.
Correct.
Okay. Give me one moment, okay? Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, could I have the year, make, and model of the vehicle?
Yeah, 2012 Volkswagen Jetta.
And what's the color?
Red.
Gray, okay.
No, red.
Oh, you said red, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. It's just the connection.
That's
red. I'm looking for more bars on my cell phone, but I got one, and that's it.
Okay. So what seems to be going on with the vehicle today?
It's turning over, but it's not moving. My kid drove it out to a parking lot, and it's just not able to move. It's probably got somewhere between, it's less than a quarter of a tank of gas. It's parked on maybe a 12 to 15 degree angle from left to right, and it's in a dirt lot.
Okay, so are you going to just need a tow?
Yeah, I need somebody to tow it to the dealer.
Okay, no problem. Now, I have a question. You said to a dealer. No. Go ahead.
Yes.
You're saying tow it to a dealer. Now, is the dealership aware that it's coming? Or is there like a drop-off?
I've called them and they...
Go ahead.
Yes, I've called the dealer, and they are open until 7, and then they close their gates. But then, you know, it really is up to whenever you guys are able to tow it there. I don't know how soon you would be here. So, if we can't do it tonight, we do it tomorrow.
Okay, so are they? Is there a certain time that it needs to be done by?
Well, I believe the dealer said that the gate closes at 7, but maybe we'll try and get the car taken to the dealership tomorrow morning.
Yeah, because what time do you have now?
5:40.
5:40. I mean, of course we can, try to get it at that time. But, I mean, do you think it'd be better to wait till the morning? Or, I mean, it's up to you. It's totally up to you.
I don't know how the system works.
Well, I mean, we usually try to get.
If we can do it, great.
Okay. Yeah. No, I just want to make sure, like, which would be better for you, because you would have to determine that. I mean, of course, sometimes it can take us, we can get someone right away, or sometimes it may take a little while longer. So it just really depends.
If we want to bump it until the morning, that's great. I could be out here at 7:30 or 8 o'clock in the morning if you guys want to meet me out here first thing in the morning. What works for you?
Yeah, you would have to.
Let's
you would
shoot
have to
for the morning, Odell.
Okay. Well, I got the tickets already started, so let me go ahead and give you the ticket dispatch ID, and that way you won't have to go through all of this. You just pull it up and then tell them where the vehicle is, and then we'll get it dispatched.
So we can't schedule it now?
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah, I wouldn't. Yeah.
I need to call back.
Yeah, it would be better, because if we try to schedule it tonight, anything can happen between that time. So it would be best just to give a first thing in the morning. I would just call that way. We have the full day to get it done, which it shouldn't take the full day. It shouldn't take that long at all to get it dispatched.
Okay. So you have a number.
Yes.
When you're ready, go ahead.
Okay. It's 105-924. 304-30.
Okay. All right. What is this number? Is this
That's you can just let them know.
Can you tell me?
Yeah, just let them know that you have a dispatch ID, and that way, once you give it to that rep, they'll pull it right up, and then they'll just start from where just verify your information, and then just verify where we're picking it up from, and what the drop-off location will be.
Okay. While I have you on the phone, Adele, is there any way to determine, I understand, if it's $75 flat, if it's less than 15 miles or something? Is that correct?
Well, let me see. Looks like you maybe. It looks like you're covered. Let me just see what it's saying here. One Will the vehicle shift out of park? Like, can you shift it into park?
Yes.
You can?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so it's showing that it's covered for 15 miles. So anything within a 15-mile radius is covered.
Okay. Because what I measured, or based on Google Maps, it's like 12 and a half miles.
Yeah, that's...
Because I don't want the tow truck to suddenly show up and just say, oh, it's 15 and a half.
Well, I mean...
Because if it comes down to that, I'm going to do something different.
Well, no, I mean, as long as it's up to the 15 miles, it should be fine.
Yeah, but I don't know what the tow driver's math is. Is there any way that I can confirm that before he does it, or no? Or both?
Well,
sorry, I mean,
what?
You understand what I'm saying?
No, I understand what you're saying. And, of course, in order for us to determine that, we would have to go through the process and figure out which provider will do it. But the fact that you're saying it's going to be tomorrow, then we won't know. But I can tell you and assure you that the map should be very similar. I mean, we're talking 3 to 4 miles off.
Okay.
I don't see that being an issue, but, you know, but then again, you know, anything can happen.
Yeah.
But honestly, it's, if it's 15 miles from where you're going to where, from where it's coming from to where it's going, then that's what it should be.
Okay. All right. I will call back in the morning. What time is this basically a 24-hour number?
Yes, this number is 24 hours, correct.
Or is it? Okay, very good. I'll be ringing them bright and early in the morning.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Adele.
No problem. All right, well, thank you again for calling Roadside Assistance. If there's nothing else I can help you with, I want to thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Have a good day, and I hope you have a better day.
Oh, thank you. All right,
no
bye-bye.
Problem. All right, bye-bye.